Welcome to episode 6 of the Dog Ladies Podcasts. I'm your host, Debbie D. Dogs have always been a part of my life, a love passed down from generation to generation. Protracted unemployment in the early 1990s required some creativity. Thus, my pet care business was born. Years ago, I started writing memoirs about some of my favorite dog clients, with the vague idea to publish a book. Except for 3 chapters in an anthology called Read for Animals, that didn't happen. Now, I'm sharing them in podcast form as a continuing series entitled Adventures in Dog Sitting. Enjoy! Chapter 1, Luke. I met Luke when he was only 9 months old. He was a beautiful white shepherd, also known as Snow Shepherd or Swiss Shepherd, the likes of which I had never seen before. What a magnificent dog! My weekly assignment was to take him out for some exercise while his owners were working. Our initial meeting had been a few days prior, and he had given me a thorough once-over. When I came to get him the first day, he was barking furiously and ready to attack before I got through the door. Yikes! This was a little nerve-wracking, but I hoped he would calm down once he picked up my scent. With outstretched hand, palm up, I tiptoed in. Luke bounded at me, then stopped to sniff. He looked up as if to say, "Oh yes, I remember you," and started to wag his tail. Phew! A big sigh of relief escaped my lips. As I grabbed the leash from the wall, he started talking to me. "Rar, rar, rar, rar." Translation: "Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go." Grinning, I thought, what a character, so impatient. We got in the car and headed for the park. There was fur flying everywhere, and as the years passed, the old dogmobile would house a permanent Luke hair blanket. Others too, of course, but not so obvious. Apparently, I wasn't driving fast enough. From the back seat, Luke loomed into my right ear. "Rar, rar, rar, rar." Translation: "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" This harangue continued until we arrived at our destination. What a distraction. The dog park wasn't ideal for Luke. He had a habit of trying to mount other males, some of whom took exception. I looked for a safer venue and found a lovely, mostly deserted green space a few miles away where Luke could play frisbee to his heart's content. We followed this routine for years. He also enjoyed many vacations at my house, where he bonded with my husband and our Dalmatian Tasha. With 2 shedding white dogs, it was like an indoor snowfall. We didn't mind, but the vacuum cleaner wore out. Sadly, Luke started to deteriorate around the age of 10. First, there was a problem with his spleen, which was subsequently removed. There were stomach problems, too. I remember once he had a bad case of diarrhea all over my car, much to his embarrassment. What a mess. After Luke's human mommy began working from home, I only saw him occasionally. She contacted me one summer's day when Luke was 13 to relay the sad news that he had cancer. "He's not suffering and we'll keep him comfortable as long as possible," she said. My heart sank, but I tried to remain positive for her sake. I told her how much we loved him and that she and her husband were wonderful to give him this chance. Not all dog owners would. There was no further news until the dreaded call came shortly before Christmas. Luke had passed away peacefully in his sleep overnight. His mom and I were both sobbing into the phone as I tried to console her. Losing a client's dog is almost as heart-wrenching as losing my own. This scene has been repeated often over the years. Luke will forever remain in our hearts. He truly was one of a kind. For the written version of this podcast, go to thedogladiesden.com and click on Podcasts Hot Off the Press from the top menu. There you'll find a link to the original copy. Thank you for listening. Cheers.